Right at the moment, our economy is doing it tough. Small businesses doing it even tougher again, with a lot of people saying it's quite possible that we are on the verge of a depression. The government can help us out, and someone with some ideas about that is Andre Lux, lecturer in leadership and organisational behaviour at the Edith Cowan University, and he joins me now. Andre, are you well?
I am well, thanks, Andrew.
Mate, in the article in The Conversation recently, you outlined four things the government can do to help small business. Where should they start?
Well, I think what you need to start with an understanding of why small business. And the reason for that is because, well, they employ two-thirds of our workforce. And a recent survey has told us that a third of those businesses aren't confident that they're going to survive the next 3 months. And the government has a really key role in shaping the environment for small business. This is where they can make some impact right now, as opposed to launching into the long debates about what kind of policy changes will enable a long-term recovery. There's some things they can start doing now.
What are some of those things that you would recommend?
I think the first has to be looking at procurement. Now, we agree with the proposal that small business has to be included in procurement and given a real advantage in government contracts and bids and opportunities to engage in that, whether that's collaboratively with multiple small business coming together or setting some sort of threshold about, you know, whether it's 10 million, 5 million or 15 million. But small business needs to be included in those procurement contracts.
It is tough for small business when you consider, you know, big business has lobbyists. They can afford to take the politicians out to lunch, whereas all the small businesses, it's hard for them to bandy together to be able to do that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And forming collective partnerships and networks between small businesses is tough as well, just to give yourself enough size and momentum to be able to take on some of those big players. That's why government needs to put this as a priority. The big businesses, they're already good in this space. This is a strength for them. Small businesses where we can actually make a difference.
Is the government getting good advice on small business?
I think they are. I feel like we're moving in the right direction, and I just want to be contributing to that momentum and helping government get there a little bit quicker.
One thing that we have done here in the Hunter Valley over the last couple of years is really encourage localism, as in spending locally to help local business. That's obviously something everybody should be adopting.
I agree completely. And there's a really good reason for that. It's called the velocity of money. Say you get paid $10. And you take that $10 and you use it to buy takeout from a local stall or a local takeout for dinner. Now, that pays the chef's wages. The chef uses that same $10 to grab an Uber home. The Uber driver uses that $10 to pay his babysitter. The babysitter uses it to buy some groceries from the local food and veg shop.
Yeah.
Now, see, that $10 has all of a sudden created $50 worth of economic value for your community. So that's one issue. The second issue is if you buy from a big business, even one that's Australian owned and operated. The problem with that is that big business owners tend to just add profits to their bank accounts. So effectively, that money still leaves the economy. It's better because there's Australian workers producing those goods and services. So some of that process happens. But a lot of it actually stops.
And Andre, just one last question before I let you go. Should the government take into consideration the mental health of small business owners in these circumstances?
Absolutely. We know from our research that running a small business is challenging at the best of times. And I think it's obvious to everybody that this is not the best of times. Our data has shown that improving mental health, business owners who are optimistic, resilient, who have a lot of sort of mental resources to handle the challenges of running a small business, they tend to have more successful companies. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the problem here is that COVID and then the resulting recession and hopefully not a depression has put a lot of strain on mental health around the globe. So that is actually hurting the performance of small businesses because it's putting strain on business owners and operators and our employees. Now, if government wants to chart some sort of long-term recovery plan, addressing this mental health issue has to be a priority and part of that plan in a very genuine and planned approach.
Well, as you said at the beginning, the small business owners of this world employ two-thirds of Australians, so it's really important the government do start following up on some of these steps and these ideas. Andre, thank you very much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Andrew. Thanks very much.